It must mean it's time for Mark Harmon. Carm, we are very glad to have you on the show tonight. Are you there?
I'm here, Penny. That was just so exciting and beautiful to hear, knowing that pitchers and catchers are reporting this week. Isn't that just lovely?
It is amazing. It's actually going to be 55 degrees here in Springfield tomorrow, so it's already feeling warmer, which means it's moving toward Chicago, which means all the snow is going to melt. And yes, we know it's going to snow again, whatever. Pitchers and catchers, love that.
Right, White Sox on Thursday, Cubs on Friday, and we're all going to the beach on Friday, too.
Hey, Carm, you and I are going to San Diego, but here's my question. Do you think, I know that we don't carry any baseball teams right now. Do you think we could get the station to send us to spring camp? I'm just saying. I don't know why that wouldn't be.
Listen, Patty, I think anything is possible. I certainly never envisioned that I would be going to San Diego, let alone with you. Let alone, on the old courtesy of WGN. So I think at this point, anything is possible.
I think we're looking for a sponsor to send Carm and Patty to spring camp. That's what I'm saying. I think that needs to happen. Where are the White Sox and the Cubs in the same town? They're close to each other, right?
No, they're not. They're not in the same town. They're in the same state, though, and that state is Arizona, which is very close. Last time I checked, to California.
And, I don't think we can make the road trip from San Diego. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, dare to dream here, Patty.
What you're saying is you and I are never coming back from the West Coast.
Well, or just extending the trip a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or Carm, and I have the fight. We all have the fight for air climb on March 6th, so we have to come back. We'd have to go early in order to do anything extended.
Okay, fine. Let's go early.
All right, sounds good.
Done. No problem.
I like it.
Just a little, I love the Marines and all, but, just maybe a day off. We're going to be very tiring.
Hey, Carm, the Marines don't take a day off. We don't take a day off, all right? They're defending our country. We're going to bear witness to the kind of hard work the men and women in uniform, they prepare to protect our country, to make sure we can sleep safely at night.
Are we doing the drills, too, or are we just watching?
Some of them. We're both. We're observing, and we are also participating.
All right, well.
Are you okay with that? Craig, am I wrong? But I don't think Carm sounds like he's ready for what we're about to do.
No, right? If this is the Mark Carmen they get when you guys go for training, they're not going to get the right mind frame Mark Carmen.
Well, Carm was not at they were giving us all the information.
Right.
Meeting. We had the layout of everything, the scheduling. We met with other educators. We are considered educators, by the way, Carm, in this situation. There are teachers and principals and gym teachers who are going to be there to hopefully encourage students who are pursuing perhaps a life in the military to choose the Marines. But my favorite thing was that somebody raised their hand and said, "Can we go to Tijuana one night?" So that was...
And then also, Patty, you do remember Mark in the stairwell, the one time we shot that video recently. I think, Mark, and I apologize to say it this way, you were more into the video recording than the running of the stairs. Is that correct?
Hmm.
No, I think that's was certainly your viewpoint, Craig, and I think you pointed that out at the time. But
I don't know.
In my mind, I had the best of both worlds going on. And...
The point I'm trying to make, Patty, is that if there were no video component to what you're doing with the Marines, I don't know that Mark would be going.
Interesting.
If he didn't get to be on the all video thing, I don't know if Mark's in.
By the way, we do have a video on WGNRadio.com for our Fight for Air Climb training, which Carm was a part of. And the whole crew was there. Craig, you're in there.
I know. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all I remember about that, Patty, and that was a couple of days ago now, I just remember everyone's effort to be absolutely stupendous, except I thought that Craig, had to be encouraged by me. And I think that Craig's trying to defer or take attention away from himself right now. And that to me is not the sign of a professional.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Those were fighting words, Patty, Yeah, this is getting intense.
This is for charity. I don't know what's happening.
No, I do need him to motivate me, though. I am expecting that when we do the Fight for Air Climb. I am expecting Mark to be my cheerleader.
I thought you wanted pizza.
I do also want pizza, but I.
By
I,
the way, yeah. We have not heard from Joseph Giannini nary a bit in the last few weeks.
I don't know if there's going to be pizza.
I don't know if there is going to be pizza. I had to order you a pizza. We'll have Lou Malnati's. We don't need Giannini. We will have a. Craig, I promise you at the end of this, we will have a Lou Malnati's pizza for you.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm very excited about all that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All good. Yes, so we will be prepping for our trip to San Diego, and we're visiting Camp Pendleton. We are going to be participating in some of the training. I believe, Carm, they're going to give us weapons, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of weapons?
Did you not see any of the photos? I really need to catch you up to date.
I'm very intimidated by the whole thing that's going on, Patty. I mean, I'm getting emails from a sergeant. This is just not something that I've ever had in my life before. So I think I maybe have perhaps skimmed over a couple of the details.
Did you
the other day? Like, there's like accountability and all this stuff going on, which is very
yes.
It's intimidating, to be honest.
Well, he did want a lot of information, and I told him that if anything goes sideways, I'm sending my children after him, and he said that was fair.
Okay, well,
are you okay? Are you having second thoughts about going to Camp Pendleton?
No, never. But I was under the impression that like we were going to be staying in the barracks, but that's not actually true. We're staying at a Holiday Inn, correct?
We are staying at a Holiday Inn. Yes. Did you know that, by the way, and I think that you have to share a room. I don't know what they decided to do with you. I have to have my own room because I have to broadcast the show. And we thought it would be inconsiderate for me to share a room with someone and keep them up until 2 in the morning.
Oh, so.
So you'll be kind of in a barracks. You'll be in a holiday room with somebody else that you don't know.
So what you're telling me is that.
Yes.
I'm going to have some random roommate who may or may not snore, may or may not smell, may or may not kill me / like me, something like that.
Right. Something along those lines.
And Patty Vasquez is going to have her own suite all to herself and will be able to sprawl out and enjoy her week.
I don't know about suite, but I'm certainly going to have my own quarters. I have to broadcast the show, just like right now. I have to have my own space. believe me, my neck muscles tightened up when they were like, we'll assign you a roommate. And I was like, this didn't go well in college. I don't think I can do it for a week. I'm an adult now. Yes.
So wait a second. You have your own room.
I briefly thought about asking if you and I could bunk together, which would be weird, but yet somehow it still would be weird, wouldn't it, if we bunked together? But I still have to be up late, and they wake us up. Oh, so here's what's happening. We have to get up and on the shuttle by 6 a.m. every morning.
Real quick, Patty, do you mind? I need a clarification for Esmeralda Leon. I don't know if you guys know Esmeralda. She heard Mark saying that he was staying in a room with someone else. Is this just a stranger?
I believe.
Or is this someone that actually is also going to the boot camp?
Oh, no. No, they're also going to be going to the boot camp.
Okay. It's not someone that's just, there for
business. Yeah, just like a business guy.
Yeah. like a Holiday Inn's been turned into a youth hostel.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think to recap, I think for Esmeralda and everybody else and for myself here, there's a Shanae and a Jackie coming from WGN.
And they're rooming together. They're rooming together, and
Patty's going to have her own room of just glory, gloriousness. Mark, Carmen.
Yes.
Me.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's going to have a roommate to be determined who could be anything.
Yes, could be anything. What do you think?
Wait, as in like a Wookiee? What are we talking about?
Yes, I saw everyone that was going to be joining us on this trip, and everyone seemed to be perfectly fine. There was no, I didn't see any nervous tics. There were no loud outbursts. There were no, there may have been a cowboy hat or two in the crowd.
I just think it.
Yes.
Here's the thing, and listen, I'm very happy to have been included loved it. I'm really looking forward to being there and being a part of everything. But once again,
you didn't know about
this part. I'm roommate TBD, and everybody else has tremendous sleeping quarters.
Yes, and the thing is that, like, had you been at the orientation, by the way, that was the word I was looking for a few minutes ago. Thanks, everyone. The orientation meeting, people were able to pick roommates, so we were all mingling.
So this is your fault, Mark.
So what you're saying is that, with all due respect to everybody else out there, but for most people that actually have friends or normal ones, those are all getting scooped up. So I'm going to be left with the one random human being that nobody wants to hang out
with. Well, and let's make sure we say this. Are you sure it's just one person, or maybe it's going to be a couple in you? Maybe it is two people that have friends, and then Mark is the third.
That could be interesting. I believe it was, they said two to a room, and that if you did not know anybody or did not have someone that you wanted to bunk with, they would assign you someone.
Is there any chance that I could be assigned like a sergeant who might just like whip me into shape in the middle of the night and be like,
That's possible, yes. I think that is possible.
Maybe if you want to email your future best friend.
Yeah. This is a whole new world for you. This is a new experience. Be open to it. And by the way, I was starting to sweat because I was like, I can't. Please don't make me stay with somebody else that I don't know.
I mean, has anybody ever gone AWOL on any of these?
I would think so. By the way, do you know that they pick us up? Like, they're going to pick you up and take you and deliver you to the airport. Like, there's no moment of freedom. From the moment you walk out your front door, there isn't a moment of freedom.
Are you telling me that somebody's going to come to my apartment and pick me up?
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That cannot be true.
You know, Patty, I hate to jump in for just a second, but are you sure that that's not a Patty Vasquez perk and something that Mark Carmen does not get?
No, it's entirely for everybody.
We'll see.
Yes.
Are they going to have whistles and yell at you?
Yes.
Don't they? Isn't there like a mandatory dinner that we're all going to, or did I miss that?
You missed it. You were on the air. I sent you a picture of my big tube television the night that we had the orientation meeting. Do you remember
that?
How
did I just miss that?
It was the night before the Super Bowl. You didn't know about it? We thought you knew about it, but you were on the air. It didn't matter.
I was most definitely did not know about it. That's probably on me because everybody else seemed to know about it.
It was in one of your emails. Please let us know that you can attend the mandatory orientation meeting.
I think what happened there is that I've been ceremoniously shut out of my WGN email. I have to talk to Art Nasseri, who's the king of the world, you know, just somehow, some way, this was not communicated to me, shockingly, and now I'm staying with roommate psycho to be determined.
Mark,
it's okay though.
You are sure that you're flying, right? You're not like on a megabus to get down there. By the way,
I'm not sure, Craig.
Okay, good luck with that. By the way, we have Rich on the line. He wants to make a point for Mark.
Yes.
Rich, go ahead.
Hi, Patty. Great show. Listening to your conversation,
you.
I was in the Army for 25 years. Of course, went through boot camp, and just listening to Mark, if he shows this kind of timidness when he gets there, they're going to go Full Metal Jacket on him, man.
Weakness. You know? You're saying they can sense weakness is what you're saying, Mark.
Oh, yeah. They're like drill sergeants are like wild dogs. They find somebody that's scared and they're going to go off on him, you know.
Rich, whatever happened to honesty, I am scared and actually kind of at this point now terrified of everything that's about to happen for 5 days while Patty's in her own room.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I felt the same way when I first got the basic training. Mm-hmm. Then I realized it's all a game, you know, because the way it actually works out is, I've heard this from drill sergeants after spending a lot of time in the Army, when they first get you in there, you are an individual, and they want to break you down and make you a team. So, you know,
so you follow orders, right? So you'll do whatever they say. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you start out, you're an individual like you guys are right now. You know, you've got your own mindsets. Well, they want to get you into a group mindset. So you'll have like two drill sergeants. One will be wild dog, like on Full Metal Jacket. And another one will start to be a nice guy, you know.
Mm.
And
watch out for that guy.
Soon, yeah, no, I mean, he's all right, you know. But before long, it's going to be like, you hate that. You hate the Full Metal Jacket guy. But then after a little bit, all of a sudden, he becomes, you know, you start sticking up for him. You know what I mean?
But Rich, the way I'm seeing this is, I think that me and you need to get together for like a 3 or 4 day pre-Swiss training. How do you feel?
That's a good idea.
You know, at least they don't have. At least you're not going to have to get your hair shaved, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, they won't shave your head. They did when we went to basic, you know. But you'll enjoy it. I mean, just like. Go through, you know, you'll have a real good time.
You sound so committed to that. We're totally convinced by your tone of voice.
It's just Rich. Weakness, you know, it's gonna be bad. You know, if they see your weakness, like I said, they'll be like a Full Metal Jacket on you. But just go in there and say, hey, I can do this. If Patty can do it, I can do it.
Take it until I make it. That's what I'm going with now. That's what I'm taking away from this conversation. Take it till I make it, Rich.
Exactly. Yeah, chill.
Yeah. Be cool. Go in there. Just do what they say. Don't show fear. And enjoy the rifle range, man. That'll be the fun part. You know, that's going to be like there's always a reward at the end, you know. And besides, you guys get, just think of this, you guys get to go back to a Holiday Inn.
That's right.
And yeah, you may have a roommate that you don't really know, but you'll be able to go to the bathroom and close the doors.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, Carm needs a break to go soothe himself. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back after this on 720 WGN. Hey, Carm, you okay? You gonna be all right? You think you can hang in there?
I've already been my head is spinning, to be honest.
Okay, go soothe yourself.
If this roommate is a disaster, I will be bunking
in my room. Well, you know, we'll have a mixer. You can be my co-host all night. We'll get our fuzzy slippers on. We'll have we'll have hot toddies or whatever your nightcap is. I'm a big fan of Grand Marnier. We'll just we'll do each other's toenails. It'll be fun.
That's great. I've been working on those skills for many years. You'll be
honest. I honestly wouldn't mind sharing a room with you. I just don't know. You know, I'm going to be up until midnight. We have to get up every morning at 5. So we'll figure it out.
Are we getting up at 5 in the morning?
The shuttle is at 6 a.m. every day. Yes. So you can get up at 4:15 and then just run downstairs. But I'll be getting up probably at least 5:15, 5:30. I don't know.
Wow, I think if we have to be on the shuttle at 6, Patty, then we should get up at 4 and go for a nice, you know, a 1 hour run. Come on now.
Stairwells. Well, although it's San Diego, we'll figure out something fun to do.
Yeah.
Tijuana's very close. All right, good night, Carm. Thank you so much. Follow him on Twitter at the Carm. He'll be panicking for the next 2 weeks before we go to Camp Pendleton. Good night,
Carm. Good night, Patty.
Thanks. More after this on 720 WGN.